Hello everyone, this is Lillian and it's time for our 3 minutes with the word audio devotional. Today's topic in the series on understanding is choose your father. And our anchor scripture is taken from the book of John chapter 1 and verse 12. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Please allow me to deviate a tiny bit from our discussion on understanding. We will continue with that by the grace of God in the next episode. Today, I want to speak about something that I noticed while I studied the book of Job a few days ago. So for those who do not already know this story, God gave Satan access to and permission to harm a man called Job. Immediately after that permission was given, Satan went to work, and in one day, Job was visited with calamity after calamity. His children died, his cattle, his livelihood, servants died. Satan hit him back to back. Please read Job chapter 1 and imagine the mayhem Satan unleashed on the man called Job. As I reread this, I became very conscious about the wickedness of the enemy. My dear listeners, the enemy of our souls is a wicked enemy. He hits below the belt. He will hit and hit and hit. He shows no mercy. He is wicked. The Bible makes us understand that we are all sons of one of two fathers. We are either sons of the devil or sons of God. There is no gray area. Can you imagine being the son of an enemy as wicked as the devil? Can you imagine having a master so cruel and evil? Do you know what that could mean for your life here on earth? Having a father who impulsively steals, kills, and destroys? Thank God for God. He did not leave us hopeless under the fatherhood of Satan. He tells us clearly in his word that if we desire to change our father and to become his child, all we need to do is believe in Jesus. Why do you even need God as a father? Because he causes everything that will ever happen in your life to work for your good. And secondly, and most importantly, if God is your father, when you leave this earth, you will be with him forever. At every point in any life, a person is a son to one of the two fathers. Which father will you choose? If you choose God as your father, please say this prayer with me. Almighty God, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your word. This morning I decide to break away from the lordship of Satan over my life. Today, I accept Jesus as my Lord and my Savior. I am glad that I am now your child. I undertake, by the help of your grace, to live for you all the days of my life. I believe and confess that Jesus died for my sin on the cross and that he is Lord. Thank you, my dear Father. In Jesus' mighty name, I have prayed. Speak to you again soon if you were blessed or if you just prayed that prayer. Please drop me a line on audiodevotional@yahoo.com. or on our website at www.3minutesaudiodevotional.com. You could also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter at 3 Minutes Audio Devotional. Wrapped up in God's Word is all you need for your change to come. Love you and bye.